All right, I'm about 20 minutes into Edward Scissorhands, and it's an absolutely beautiful movie. There's loads of people in this movie. Just so many faces. Winona Ryder, the kid from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Like, just so many actors and actresses that I've seen. I can't believe I've never seen this movie and no one's, like, shoved it down my throat. It's just freaking beautiful so far. The way that all the dads, or the husbands, or whatever, all the husbands leave their houses, and then when they come back, the way the wives all flock home, and the music is beautiful. I'm seriously thinking about getting this getting the soundtrack to this. But I'm gonna come back and pause and record all the way through this movie, hopefully, and put together something that sounds pretty good. Every single shot is just so amazing, and the colors. And his costume, and I love that his makeup looks so bad. I mean, I'm watching it on Blu-ray, and you could totally see the makeup, and his scars look horrible. And I'm just like, but it has its amazing charm. His hair is just so amazing. Oh my gosh, I love it so much. Just every freaking shot. This shot where they're in the bed. Their daughter just showed up. The Winona Ryder character. She just showed up, and so she's gonna go to sleep in her little brother's room. And the way they have the light behind the aquarium, and you can see the fish swimming on. Oh my gosh, they're swimming on the wall. It's just freaking beautiful. The colors. I just keep talking about the colors and the simplicity of the design, like this 1970s or so, like all the cars are different colors. All the women, they all have like these stark, striking colors. The lawn chairs, the tablecloths, the houses, everything is just sharp and just pops out. It's just, I can't even, my eyes are just hurting from the awesome. I'm having such a hard time believing that this movie came out in 1990. The angles, the everything is just so perfect. I just can't even, I don't even know what to do. Like, it's just so beautiful. That shot when he's running away from the cops. Oh my gosh, beautiful. So all in all, I thought it was a pretty good movie. It kind of ended sadly. I was kind of bummed, but it was still pretty good. I liked the very beginning, there's this butterfly in the shot. And freaking blew my mind. I don't know how they did that with that butterfly, because this was before Jurassic Park. There's no way they knew how to do that. So yeah, it was a pretty good movie. I definitely like to watch it with the commentary sometime, if it has one or whatever. But just beautiful colors, beautiful music, just a good movie for watching. I liked it. I really did.